A legendary singer, songwriter, and composer is in town tonight to perform his music from the big screen with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia chatted with Randy Newman before his visit to Charlotte.
Whether you know it or not, you've heard Randy Newman's work before. Maybe it was on the Emmy award-winning TV show, Monk.
It's jungle out there. Disorder ain't confusing.
Or, if you're a fan of a particular public radio show, Newman's song, Dixie Flyer, is often used in a music break.
We'll get back to Car Talk in just a minute here on 90.7 WFAE, listener-supported public radio.
And of course, if you're a child of the 90s or a parent of one, the soundtrack to Toy Story. Newman has composed countless scores for Disney Pixar films. He says he enjoys finding ways to relate to characters who may be a little bit unconventional.
With the Pixar movies, it's a very intelligent thing they do. All their characters, with obvious exceptions, are adults with adult emotion, and they like to play it straight and take the emotions of the characters, whether it's Etch-a-Sketch or the dinosaur or anyone there, take them seriously. And I do. Someone's sad, they're sad in sort of an adult way, and you play it that way.
Clearly I will go sailing no more.
Your job is such a creative one and such a personal one, and so much of you is in the job, whether you're composing or you're writing for an album. But were you ever in danger of this kind of feeling like you were in the doldrums of a job since you've been doing this for as long as you've been doing it?
With songwriting, I always advise kids, you know, who ask me, what do you do and how do you do it and things like that. The best advice I ever had or read is that you show up every day and try and sit there for a requisite amount of time, a couple hours, even if nothing's happening. What may appear like doldrums is something you have to go through. Nothing's going to happen if you don't show up for it to happen to you.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
You mentioned talking to younger people about songwriting and making music. When you look at the state of the music industry today, if you were just entering as a 20-something, do you think there'd be compromises you'd have to make because of the changes in the music industry that have gone on since you first got into the business?
You know, in music school now, they're learning very early to use synthesizers and programming and stuff, which, you know, I never learned. And, you know, we didn't necessarily have to demo everything we did when doing pictures for directors. And now you do, but it's very different from when I started, yeah.
You've created so much music through your various endeavors. Do you remember the first album that you bought for yourself just for pure enjoyment?
I think it was probably Ray Charles, the Genius of Ray Charles or something, the thing that had, what's the name of the song? Am I Blue, and Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, I'm Gonna Love You. I think it's just the Genius of Ray Charles. I think that's the first one I bought for enjoyment.
I've heard a couple conflicting things, so I want to set the record straight. Do you have a new album coming out in 2016?
Yeah.
You do?
Okay. I do.
Is there a release date for that yet?
I don't know. You know, I'm just sitting here working on it now, and I'm going so unbelievably slow writing arrangements that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's the matter with me. But it's like I can't make up my mind.
Yeah.
Whether it should be a tenor saxophone or a trombone or a bassoon. And I better make up my mind. It doesn't matter that much.
Until that new album is released this year, Randy Newman fans can enjoy his performance tonight on the Bell Theater stage with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.